Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2253, The Science of Cravings, by Jill Coleman and Jade Tedda of JillFit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Saturday and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, let's keep this intro nice and short so we can get right to the post as we optimize your life. The Science of Cravings by Jill Coleman and Jade Tedda of JillFit.com. In an effort to begin to curb and prevent cravings, it's important to first understand the pathology of how cravings develop. They manifest differently for everyone, from preferential foods to specific tastes or textures, and even times of day. Some people grab salty, crunchy options, while others crave fatty foods, while others pine for sweets, chocolate, alcohol, or stimulants like coffee. The differences in what people crave is not a coincidence. It's based on chemical messengers and brain neurohormones, or neurotransmitters. Frequently, physicians will give these chemicals to patients for depression, anxiety, mood disorders, and so on, either directly or through a manipulation, such as an SSRI, or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. At any one time, there can be sufficiency, deficiency, or dominancy of each neurotransmitter unique to the individual, and often, specific cravings can denote neurotransmitter status. Four neurotransmitters. The four neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, GABA, and acetylcholine, interact constantly to produce outward effects such as a mood, personality, energy status, and even the ability or not to burn fat. As part of the autonomic nervous system, the neurotransmitters act to regulate both the stimulating, dopamine and acetylcholine, and relaxing, serotonin and GABA, sides of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, respectively. For fat loss, it's important to understand that status of each of the four brain chemicals can impact your fat-burning ability and likelihood of indulging in strong cravings. Dopamine. One of the stimulating neurotransmitters, dopamine, energizes, motivates, helps us focus, and allows us to experience pleasure. People with healthy dopamine status tend to be focused, hardworking, overachievers who can seemingly eat whatever they want and not put on much weight. However, dopamine insufficiency or dominancy may lead to excessive cravings. Low status is usually indicated by an inability to focus, low energy, and general apathy. Those who have low dopamine signaling may crave foods that help bring their energy up and stimulate them. Thus, common cravings include sweets, coffee, soda, chocolate, and alcohol to facilitate brain stimulation. On the other hand, people with excessive dopamine signaling will crave similar foods to augment their already heightened mental stimulation. The danger comes in when the use of these stimulants is short-lived, overindulged, and may eventually lead to excessive stimulation of dopamine signaling that over time can weaken, creating a cycle of increased cravings to get the same effect. Acetylcholine. Acetylcholine, also a stimulating chemical, is involved in the brain's speed with which it processes information, like recalling memories, times, places, people, and numbers, as well as problem solving and the ability to resist brain fatigue. Low acetylcholine output may manifest in forgetfulness, brain fog, and slow mental processing. People with low acetylcholine signaling will often crave fatty foods, since fat is a rich source of choline, one of the building blocks of acetylcholine. Common cravings can be junk foods like fried foods, pizza, burgers, cheesecake, and ice cream, or even healthier fats contained in nuts, avocado, and eggs. Serotonin. One of the relaxing chemicals in the brain, serotonin, is a neurotransmitter that impacts how we feel about the world and ourselves. People with sufficient serotonin levels experience happiness with themselves and their surroundings, appreciation, confidence, and a general sense of well-being and contentment. Low serotonin may disrupt self-perception and happiness, leading to depression, low self-esteem, and sleep disturbances. People with low serotonin often crave starchy, salty foods like bread, pasta, chips, and pretzels. They often feel unsatisfied if starch is not part of the meal and struggle more than others if they attempt a low-carbohydrate diet. The depression that can manifest may result in becoming overweight, having insatiable cravings for carbs, and many times a general pessimistic attitude. GABA. The final neurotransmitter, GABA, is another relaxing brain chemical, giving us the ability to unwind, relax, de-stress, and sleep soundly. Sufficient GABA types rarely feel anxious and usually feel little need to overindulge in general. Low GABA signaling manifests in an inability to relax. These individuals may often suffer from anxiety, stress, sleep disturbances, irritable bowel syndrome, and headaches. In terms of cravings, low GABA individuals don't tend to crave a specific taste, but instead desire a high volume of food that they will tend to eat quickly. People low in GABA frequently seek out starch, but are mostly content eating anything as long as there is a lot of it to fill them up. Low GABA people are emotional eaters in the truest sense of the word. Addressing brain chemistry to curb cravings. Once a potential deficiency is identified, usually through the use of questionnaires or personality and behavioral evaluations, it is possible to use food and supplementation safely to augment the biosynthesis of specific neurotransmitters. The key is to naturally increase the amount of neurotransmitter being produced rather than give them synthetically, which can eventually downregulate natural synthesis. All neurotransmitters are synthesized via amino acid precursor molecules, many of which can be given in supplemental form or found naturally in foods. For low dopamine, the amino acid tyrosine in supplemental form works well, as does an adequate intake of protein from lean meats. Unsweetened or raw cocoa powder boosts dopamine production too. Try 1 to 2 tablespoons of unsweetened cocoa powder, meaning baking cocoa, in hot water, using a natural sweetener like stevia to sweeten it up. For low acetylcholine, supplementation with its precursor lecithin has shown promise, as does making sure the diet includes healthy fats like fish oil, egg yolks, olives, nuts, and avocado to prevent cravings for fatty junk foods. For low serotonin, its amino acid precursors, tryptophan, 5-HTP, or SAMe, are good options. Consume foods rich in tryptophan like cocoa, as well as animal proteins like turkey, duck, and chicken. For low GABA, amino acids L-glutamine, theanine, leucine, and taurine work on GABA biosynthesis. Foods like shellfish, broccoli, brown rice, and bananas contain high amounts of these amino acids too. Final thoughts. Your brain chemistry profile is not fixed. It's always changing. Neurohormone synthesis can be upregulated or downregulated based on nutrition and behaviors. Coffee, sugar, salt, environmental toxins, these can all impact your neurotransmitter function, as can stress, intense exercise, emotional trauma, and genetic predispositions. However, A little introspection about how you function in the world and how you interact with food reveals potential brain chemistry insufficiencies. But now you know how to manipulate diet, supplementation, and behavioral changes to address and eventually correct them. You just listened to the post titled "The Science of Cravings" by Jill Coleman and Jade Teta of jillfit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. This area of nutrition is really new and super exciting. As more and more studies get published, we'll be able to get better and better at providing people with personalized diet advice based on their hormone production, medications they're taking, their age, gender, and even their cell receptors. You'll sometimes hear this branch of nutrition called nutrigenomics or holistic nutrition or even functional nutrition. Again, these all are very similar and are very new fields of study. But if this is something you're interested in exploring, find someone with a registered dietitian credential that specializes in nutrigenomics, functional nutrition, or holistic nutrition. These individuals will be the most knowledgeable when it comes to providing this type of nutrition advice. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. Thank you so much for being here and listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.